everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 18th. Thank you so much for being here. The topic is moderation, and the quote is from Julia Child. Moderation, small helpings, sample a little bit of everything. These are the secrets of happiness and good health. We can indulge ourselves, enjoy the things we really like, the best chocolate, a perfect steak, and still exercise moderation. One bite of the best chocolate tastes much better than a pound of ordinary chocolate. In fact, it tastes better than a pound of any kind of chocolate. Too much and we'll feel a little ill and angry with ourselves. One bite slowly melting on the tongue and we enjoy every moment of it. That's mindful eating, by the way, folks. The idea of moderation is a principle for a happy life, is an ancient philosophy, but it still makes sense. All right, you know what? This is awesome. I love this message. Why do I love this message? Because I'm trying to get back to my COVID bod, man. I worked so hard for that. And then bing, bang, boom, it's like poof. It's like holy buckets, right? So I'm trying to do this new program. And I know this isn't about me, but this is the example, okay? And I'm sure that there are other people who this will message will resonate because I've talked to other people who are like, oh my gosh, it's so me too. And restrictive diets don't work. They don't work. They don't work because they deprive us of the things that we'd like. So yesterday, I had a few desserts to celebrate Mother's Day. Yes, I'm pre-recording this episode. And, it was wonderful. All these cupcakes, absolutely gorgeous. You know, they looked so scrumptious. And yes, they were scrumptious. And I did take like little bits of each one, right? But I found myself after a while, I was like, I don't feel so good. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's not like you just had, you know, a smidge of each one. I had half of them and I was like picking at it. Moderation. Moderation satisfies the desire that we're able to do something, that we can do something, that we treat ourselves. It's when we deprive ourselves of something that, yeah, then what happens is we indulge and then we don't feel so good. So the idea of moderation with anything is a principle for a happy life, a healthy life. And I just proved it to myself yesterday because I was like, oh my gosh, I do not feel well. So here's the affirmation. I share this with you openly, right? I don't ask you guys to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. That's part of peer support. It's also part of leadership, right? How many times have you met someone they're like, oh yeah. And you're like, well, have you done it? It's like, okay, you want to know it? Thanks, but no. All right, here we go. I don't have to deprive myself. I shouldn't deprive myself. I can enjoy my favorite things as long as I do so with moderation. And I'd like to preface to identify some things that are more challenging to do in moderation. And again, hands up, I got to tell you guys, Red Vines, no, we're not getting a sponsorship from Red Vines. It would be really nice though. Red Vines has a natural licorice, a licorice twist. It's made with real cane sugar. They come in a packet. I can't just have one of those. They're dangerous. They are. They're dangerous. I can just sit there and before you know it, the whole pack's gone, which is terrible. So I don't buy them. I gift them to other people. But yes, we don't want to deprive ourselves and we shouldn't. So in a way of using the S word, the should, we shouldn't deprive ourselves. I think that deprivation is rooted in shame. It's rooted in deliberate withholding of love. So then we overindulge in things. You know, you can see people that collect stuff, that buy themselves things, and maybe, you know, they have a collection and they've got all this stuff. And it's like, because they were deprived of things. That's one explanation. It's not all, okay? But yes, we can enjoy our favorite things, as long as we do so in moderation. So I suppose the lesson for me is to learn to eat red vine licorice in moderation and to develop the ability to do so, to still enjoy it, still in moderation, right? So what is the thing that comes to your mind that is like, you know, I really enjoy this, but I can't do it in moderation? Or how can I enjoy and still do something in moderation? There you go. That's a good question. For me, it's not chocolate. I don't just sit there and eat like a whole thing of chocolate. It's not my gig. Red vines, yes. The cupcakes yesterday. They were so amazing. But boy, did I was like, oh my gosh, too much sugar. Yeah. So the ancient philosophy, principle for happy life, right? Just do things in moderation. Do things in moderation. Don't deprive ourselves. Enjoy something in moderation. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much again for being here today. And remember, as always, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.